Welcome to another episode of Sophia's Choice, a Golden Girls podcast. I am Alan.
Hello.
And they are both cuter than an inner uterine. Ski.
I'm not that much cuter.
Just barely. And Brent, who is significantly cuter than an inner uterine.
Significantly.
Yes.
At least 50% cuter.
At least. Yes. And his member is at least 50% larger. That's a callback.
It is.
To last week's episode.
Exactly.
So, well, today we are going over the final four. It's getting very exciting.
And this is the penultimate, right?
Exactly. Yeah, actual penultimate. Mm-hmm. So, do you feel like the final episode is the ultimate episode? Then, if this is the penultimate?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the ultimate. It's the end of an era.
Okay.
It's you know, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. And I think this is the exact situation, you know, old Martin Luther was thinking of.
Yeah.
You think so?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
He had us in mind, or people like us.
Right.
Well, he didn't write that. I mean, he just used it. It was from an old Negro spiritual, remember? He said it himself.
Every week, Ski makes me cringe a little bit.
Hey, his words, not mine. Look it up. God bless Martin Luther King Jr.
Know your history, sheeple.
For the record, I love you guys.
Oh, we
and
love
all of our wonderful listeners.
I really thought you were going to say I love Negroes.
Oh, that would probably be frowned upon.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think frowned upon is your default.
I think wincing. Yeah. I think wincing. I don't want to make people sad. Just like kind of like, did he really say that? You know?
Well, I think that everybody has come to know, you know and love you for what you are, Ski. All right. Well, today we are going to be going over our final four, two matchups to go over today. It might be kind of a short episode. I don't know. Do either of you two have any special features to throw in this week?
Not a one. I wish I did.
I spent my load last week.
So, yeah. So, this one might be a little bit of a brief episode, which is okay. We're going to beef it up on our very final episode last week.
How so?
Well, I've got a game that I want to do, a kind of a tournament within a tournament. But
a little measuring contest?
Yeah, exactly. I only like contests I know I'll win.
At least I know I'll show.
Yeah. And I know Ski will grow.
You know, maybe here or there.
Yeah.
It's an innie.
Oh, that would be so sad. I gotta imagine that happens out there, but man, that's gotta be a rough life.
Yeah, I feel bad for anybody that is in that position. That would be tough. Anyways, well, today we do have a big announcement to make. Actually, I'm making this announcement on behalf of Ski and Brent. We're not going to take any sort of hiatus. We're going to go right into our next iteration of the podcast. So as soon as next week's episode is over, the week after that, we're going to keep going. April Fools, assholes!
I think I wasted my write-in vote to the Academy on Ocean's 12. Should have nominated you.
It's not too late. Next year's coming.
Well, this one is happening, dropping on April 1st. So I thought that we sometimes miss our referential things to the dates things are dropping. So I wanted to make sure to get one in.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, anybody that was fooled by that and was happy about it, I apologize to.
Just an emotional roller coaster for that.
Oh, and maybe
second.
For calling them a-holes.
Yeah.
Maybe are we calling us a-holes?
A little bit of column A and a little column B. Today, though, we are going to be narrowing it down to our final two, going into next week's episode, where we will finally crown Sophia's choice.
That's some Ski word choice right there.
I don't know. I don't feel like that has anything. Like, are you thinking about crowning? Like, we're going to birth it? This baby's been gestating for 4 years, and now it's finally ready to pop out.
Exactly. I don't know what the opposite of a preemie is, but...
To give birth to this, like, 30-year-old.
I can feel the fingernails on my inner uterine.
like fucking Don Rickles comes out.
Exactly. Exactly. Just birthing Alvin.
Well, I do have, didn't have any snappy intro. Well, I guess I had a little bit of a snappy intro, but I do have a couple listener interactions.
All right, let's hear them.
Bring them on.
This was after our round one of the playoffs. Okay. This would be our wild card round. Okay. Lisa wrote in that she enjoyed Ski's rhythmic summaries, yeah. LOL.
Very nice.
I said that you would, I'm sure you would appreciate that.
Indeed, yeah, thank you very much.
And then we also got a comment from Ajnat. He said that, he had commented that Sick and Tired, about Sick and Tired being his favorite episode up to that point.
Yeah.
And then I replied that it's a solid episode, didn't quite make our list. And that we hope he stays listening all the way to the end. And he said, of course I will. It always makes me laugh. It always makes my day laughing along with you two.
Nice.
Or with you.
Thank
with
you.
Yeah, I like to say he said two. And yeah. Then he's like,
but not Ski.
Whenever he starts in, I just, you know.
That's what that skip forward button's for.
The laughter ends for me, you know.
Two of you are the funniest part of my day.
Yeah. we also got a, what, were you about to say something?
The Lisa and Ashnot, I think you read those last time.
Well, I read the first one last time, but I don't think he had done his follow-up last time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So the follow-up was more recent. Gotcha. We also got
I still like tearing them again because they were complimentary.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
wasn't going to cut you off.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about Betty doing better.
Exactly.
Or yuck. Yes. But we also got a message from Christy, and
is she a new person commenting?
She's commented before. She sent us messages. Not sent us messages. She's definitely commented before. Well, I guess she has sent us a message in the past as well. Because she revealed that, hello, I'm the poor soul who never received a sticker.
So, oh, gotcha.
Because we had talked about. I thought there was one person who had sent a request that I forgot.
Oh no.
Oh man, poor and Christy. Hopefully, you sent her three to make up for it.
I did actually. I just said I'm
three
so
gross.
And I said, I'm so sorry, and then asked for her address again and sent one right out. So by the time she's hearing this, she should definitely have it.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Christy, for your patience.
Yeah, definitely. And she came on later in the years as far as, you know, at least commenting or...
Yeah, yeah.
But she's been great, you know, great listener since then. Like, she's commented several times.
We love the feedback.
Mm-hmm. And she also, I'm pretty sure she's one of the people who left an iTunes review because
Thank you, Christy.
On there looks like it would match up.
Gotcha.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah.
But thank you.
She also had a suggestion, too. She said, you didn't ask, but I'd love to hear you guys...
Can we take 2 weeks to take it under advisement?
She said, I'd love to hear you guys do a Strangers with Candy podcast.
Oh, okay. That is a show I've never seen, but I like everybody involved.
Yeah, I said that would be a solid choice. I've seen some, but not all of it, and it'd be a nice mix of new and review for us. And she said she'd be thrilled. She doesn't expect that to be motivating enough to proceed, but that she thinks that that show would facilitate a lot of organically funny conversations from us because it's so audacious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Amy Sedaris, I think, is just underappreciated.
Yeah, oh, I agree. She should be a top-billed comedic actor. Yeah. I guess maybe she is. Maybe we're underselling, you know, her popularity, but she's never been, like, the headliner, though, of, like, a network TV show, has she?
Not that I know
It's always
of.
Been kind of smaller, you know, like Stranger with the Candy or her At Home with Amy Sedaris.
Yeah, it seems like she does a lot of stuff,
an
like...
An episode of Monk or something. Yeah.
Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Like,
she was good on Kimmy Schmidt.
Mm-hmm, yeah. She was great on The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she was on there.
And what I love most about her on The Mandalorian is the fact that she's wearing a wig that makes her look like Sigourney Weaver in Aliens.
Yeah.
I just think that's the funniest thing ever.
You almost wonder if that was like a choice she made.
Exactly.
Though.
Yeah. She's like,
I'm in space, so I should have this wig.
Women in space look like Sigourney Weaver.
But I think that would be, like I said, we talked a little bit last episode about my vision for a future, and I think that'd be an excellent one to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we did something like that, then I would say, like, okay, well, for the listener suggestion, you need to give us an episode or a couple episodes or something.
And check our money order, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Well, that could be if we ever did a Patreon thing. I guess that could be like one of the tiers. You get to pick a topic if you're on the $100 tier.
Exactly. Or for $200, we won't do anything.
Right. Yeah, we'll skip an episode.
Exactly. Exactly. So
it's kind of like the stripper that's so ugly. Team,
save humanity.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all it is.
You pay him to put clothes on. Yeah.
So, well, we. Oh, go ahead, Brent.
I don't know. I don't know what the question would be. Mm. So it's a stripper that you pay to put their clothes back on?
Yeah, I'm saying that's the analogy. Like if they pay us $200 not to do an episode.
But like, so if you were to go to like a gentleman's club. Like
I don't know if it's gentleman at that point. Go on.
But like how, I don't even know how to phrase it or whatever, but basically, can you imagine a situation in which you would, you know, like, oh, here's some money, just take the night off.
I can imagine one scenario that he would definitely do that. I think if he saw Alexis up there, he'd be like, please, how much do you make a night here? Here's my $400, whatever it takes. Call it a night, for God's sakes.
Exactly.
Go home and see your son.
I can say I would do that for my daughter or my wife or probably any of your guys' kids.
I don't know. I feel like if you saw your wife up there, there'd be at least a part of you that'd be like, you know what? Easy money. Like, at least.
He also said
my wife's an earner.
He also went on record as saying that he would be okay if his wife was abused by a Colts player as long as there was a payout after the fact.
I don't remember that at all.
Do you remember that?
It was implied. Yeah. That if she did full body naked massage or hair removal, that's what it was, as the official hair removal person for the Colts, as long as you got a good salary, you'd have no problem with her moving aside the schlongs of every Colts player to wax their nether regions.
I think there's a big jump from doing that to.
I don't know, Ski. I think what Brent's saying is that your wife's job as a, you know, business as a hair removal person is the same as being a stripper.
More hands on.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like happy endings are implied with the.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, oh, it's awfully hard to work around this thing. I know how to shrink it.
Yeah.
Might as well.
She has a tip jar there next to the table.
And that's where she puts the tips.
Exactly. Yeah, she points to a part of her body and is like, this is what I call my tip jar. So, well, I know that it may not be a perfect equivalency, but
it's definitely not a false equivalency.
Yeah.
So, but thank you, Christy. Thank you, Ashnot. Thank you, Lisa.
Very much.
Indeed.
We've not heard from her recently, but Jennifer posted a video on her YouTube the other day.
Oh, really?
She had some, you know, adventures in her professional career or whatever, but she's taken to post the videos again.
Oh, very nice. Do you know what her handle is there? We can buzz market her to our dozens of listeners.
She reviews luxury travel gear, like suitcases and carry-on bags and stuff like that.
Oh, very cool.
So.
It sounds like a fun job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I think is that her full time or is that?
No. She has like a regular job, and then she, I think, travels a lot for her, you know, personal
musical
time
career
stuff.
And such. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways, she had some, you know, she posted about it. Well, I don't want to, you know, rob her of her agency, so she can talk about it in her own video. But it was interesting. I was like, oh, I'm glad she's doing well and everything now. So,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. I think Ski's the only person who has the same job as when we started, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, he tried his best.
He did.
But, I mean, it would have been the same company, but you and I have both changed companies altogether since it started. So.
Yeah. Some by choice and by not choice, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like most recently, it was because I was sold off, you know.
Yeah. How many places have you worked in the last 4 years? Hasn't it been more than two?
Well, ironically, like, the place that I'm at currently, The place that I'm at currently is because I was sold to this place. The place that I was at that sold me to this place is the same place that I was at when we started.
Full circle, then.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was at Company A, and then they went through a reorganization, and I went to Company B, and then they went out of business, and so I went to Company C and did a 6-month contract for them. and then went to Company D. And then when that was done, I came back to Company A, and then they sold me off to Company E.
Wow. So, yeah, you've really been traveling around. Yeah. So you worked for 5 companies in the 4 years we've been doing this podcast?
Yeah, but 3 of them are, you know, the same company or whatever.
Interesting.
So, yeah, 3 unique organizations. But one of them, like I said, one of them, you know, went out of business, and one of them, I knew going into it that it was just sort of a short-term contract. But it was one of those things that, like, you know, the second company, like, they went out of business. And so I called our former boss, and I was like, hey, I'm out of a job as of today. And she's like, all right, you can start Monday.
Oh.
And so.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. And so I went back as, like, a contractor, and then, like, a 6-month contract came on. I pivoted to that and then got them up and running and then found something permanent.
Now, for the contract work, do they provide, like, insurance and stuff, or is that all through your wife?
Yeah. No. Oh, no, they provided insurance and everything like that. So, we've never, my wife and I have never been on the same insurance policy together.
Oh, okay.
And it's just because I'm a smidge healthier than she is. And it's one of those things that when you double up like that, the out-of-pocket, you know, doubles because it goes to, like, the family thing.
Yeah, it does.
And so as an individual, she always hits her out-of-pocket. And so if we were on there together, then it sort of basically doubles the out-of-pocket she would have to pay. Yeah.
So, with Nicole working for herself, she's been on mine for the last, like, decade, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, a lot of places nowadays, if you both work at jobs where you can get your own insurance, then you have to pay a premium if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Well, and
we even had that, like, when we worked for the same company, when we first got together, like, she had the cubicle next to me. And it was literally like that. There was like, is your spouse offered insurance? It's like, yes, through you. It's like, doesn't matter. There's still a $1,500 surcharge.
Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous.
And it's like, so, yeah. It's one of those things like, fine, then I'll let her have her own policy with you, same people.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. It seems like it'd be harder for them.
Yeah.
That is odd, but, you know, I don't know. Companies have different policies that, in some cases, don't exactly make a lot of sense.
Well, that's true. And then the law may be written weird.
Yeah, yeah, very much.
So. Obama.
All right, well, so we got 2 matchups to go through today. And I'm going to make an executive decision here, and I'll just give little recaps on both because...
But I've got some funny lines for some of them.
Oh, yeah, funny lines in the recaps you already gave?
No, because for the 2 that he gave, gave... I didn't get to use my recaps for those.
All right. Well, what 2 do you have recaps for, Brent?
All right. So for the, I got like 4 episodes I'm going to talk about.
Okay.
So for the first round, I've got season 7, episode 25, and season 1, episode 25. I have prepared remarks for those 2.
Okay, great. Well, then you can do those 2, and then I'll do the last 2 just so that Ski gets, I'll just improvise the last 2.
Okay. In the first matchup, we've got Season 7, Episode 25, One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, Part 1. And that was the one where Earl Bowen played a priest on the Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't narrow it down, it's also the one where Dorothy marries Lucas Hollingsworth, who, in my opinion, was way too insecure to let Stanley walk Dorothy down the aisle.
Well, that's not the one that happened, though.
That was Part 2.
Yeah, so Part 1.
But in the first episode, they decided to get married.
Yeah,
and he made a mental note, Stanley is not walking her down the aisle.
Ah.
You guys always focus on what's on the screen. Well, I like to extrapolate outwards.
I feel like you're like, you guys always focus on what I do wrong. Kind of like that time where Milhouse is like, no one mentioned all the times I didn't come to school in a tutu.
Poor Milhouse.
Yeah. And then it's competing against Season 1, Episode 25, The Way We Met. And that was the one where Blanche watches a movie about a cross-dresser and reminisces about meeting Dorothy.
Hmm. I should have done my own.
That was a solid joke.
Sure, I guess. But anyways, so yeah, there's 2 episodes.
I'm just going to sit here and eat my olives.
Your pimento-less olives.
There was a surcharge for the pimentos. I ain't making pimentos. pimento money over here.
I like the idea that they have the tray sitting there next to the display of the pimentos. Like, just as a way to kind of push their pimentos.
Exactly. I bought my charcuterie at IKEA.
It's all built it yourself?
Yeah. You have to buy the pimentos separate and stuff them yourself. I just ran out of time.
Yeah. And they even had their special stuffing wand.
I like the Kursky use stuffing wand in a sentence now.
I like to think they had a little puck where you put the olive in there just to steady it during the insertion process.
I'd like to think it's like one of those button making kits.
Right?
Yeah.
Lay the olive down and
like a chunk.
Yeah.
Exactly. The hammer you swing down.
Like you're making bullets.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I just imagine like the sweat trickling down your brow. You're like, how long do they have the pimento in these olives? Exactly. My stuffing wand's getting worn down. Down to the nub.
You look over, there's a tray of like 7.
Only 5 more till quitting time.
And then I just imagine the song from the one with Kevin James on it, the TV show that he was on.
The King of Queens?
Yeah, it's like Backstyre, you know, whatever. Yeah. I can't remember the song, though, but it's like a working man's kind of a song of you coming from your hard day at the pimento stuffing out of a factory.
Yeah, he's driving the UPS truck or whatever. He's like, I hear the Megs are calling. Yeah. Toss salad and scrambled eggs.
I can only hope. All right. Well, to give a little more color to Brent's
really like that joke.
Recaps. So One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Part 1.
Correct.
That's the one where Dorothy meets Lucas through Blanche.
Prior to Part 2.
Yes, exactly. Yes, prior to Part 2. They go out on a blind date that neither of them realized that both sides of the date were blind. Mm-hmm. It goes well, but they're planning to play a joke on Blanche. Turns out, though, that they actually really do have a connection and, you know, through a series of events, actually decide to get married. Mm-hmm. And it's a solid episode. Sophia's great in the episode, doing her, Aunt Jemima or whatever type of
bit
that she was doing.
Yeah. A mess of something for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
It was Poe.
Yeah. It's a really solid episode there. And then, of course, the way we met was where we get the origin story of how Dorothy, Blanche, Sophia, and, well, I mean, I
Coco.
Guess, yeah, and Coco. And Rose all met and
integral to the plot.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, he's the glue.
Yeah, and it was really good. And of course, it had the distinction of introducing us to the term loin of pork, which is something that I think we've all probably tried to integrate, not just in our podcast, but even in our daily lives.
Our vernacular, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So I know that Helena has expressed wishing she had a little more loin of pork in her life, but you know, she got what she got. So.
She's had her victories. Yeah. I've started buying my King George in black. I'm on fire.
You are.
You should go to the doctor for that.
Yeah. See, I was about to say something about Ski having fire also down below, but he beat me to it, so. Yeah. He redirected it right back towards you. So.
It's with love. With love. Exactly. Concern for your genitalia. And that of your wife, of course.
Yeah. But primarily yours.
We don't want two burning crotches.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a really challenging matchup. I think these are two great episodes. Yeah. I've said before, I think the one is the best vignette episode. I think the other is the best, you know, part, individual part of any, the two-parters that we have throughout the series. Great guest actor in the first one, you know, great origin story in the second one.
Yeah.
It's a really hard choice.
Yeah.
Where do one of you two want to volunteer your vote first or give a little more of your opinion on it before we do?
I mean, I don't know. I think we beat them both, you know, to death. So I'll just go ahead and say that. Yeah, I went with One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest Part 1 as the victor. You know, for all the reasons that we've talked about for the last 3 weeks or whatever. But also just because there's something nice about, you know, like the final episode being the best. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, they didn't have like a bum season or anything like that, and they ended strong.
Yeah.
So
I can definitely see that. I mean,
I'm going with that for the romantic in me.
I think that's a good choice. I mean, I think either of these are great choices. Mm-hmm. I think that, like I said, I went back and forth more than any other options we've come up to this point. But ultimately, I went with The Way We Met. Ooh. I just thought it was, like I said, I just thought it was a great episode. As far as origin stories that I've ever seen, whether it be, you know, in movies or television series or things like that, I can't think of one that I enjoyed more than this one. So yeah. It was a tough call because One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest is a great episode, but this one, I just like it more, I guess.
Just had like a scary premonition of like, we're going to have a repeat of this next week. Like, it's going to be 4 years worth of effort, and then you and I are going to have a split vote, and you're like, yeah, we'll let Ski decide.
And I'll have a brain aneurysm or something.
I'll tell you this, if Ski doesn't choose in my favor in this one, I have no issue with it, because that's how close these two, I mean, a hair separates them, in my opinion. But Ski?
Well, I gotta say, I'm actually very excited about the fact that you guys had difference of opinion. Mm-hmm. I love the symmetry that they're both episode 25, you know, first season and last season, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't count, you know, Golden Palace on top of it.
But numerology in play.
Yeah, it just seems so almost befitting. Mm-hmm. You're saying, how did it progress? And ultimately, I went with Brent's decision because I thought, I loved how it ended.
This podcast is over! Fuck you all!
I love how they met, but I love how they brought it together at the end.
I like I said, I'd have no issue with that as being the choice. These two were both great episodes, so no problem with that, Ski or Brent. I think you both made excellent choices. And if I'm being honest, I could say that it's probably the better overall written, the better, you know, like, of the two episodes. Maybe it's just my love of a good origin story that pushes the other one over the top for me. And I agree, it's a great, you know, part one, you know, they could have just ended it there and not even seen the wedding or whatever, but it's a great kind of concluding storyline for the series. So, all right, well, go ahead.
I'm not changing my vote. You know, I definitely think it's One Flew Out of the Cuckoo's Nest, you know. But if we were talking about, like, as far as The Way We Met go, like, what would it take for that to be, like, the better of the two episodes? Mm. I think we would have had to have seen Joe Chill kill Rose's parents. I think then I'd be on board with it winning.
Just take it back a little further, right?
Exactly. That joke was for Lisa.
Yeah. They just imagine Billy Barty there sprawled out on the ground.
Exactly.
So, well, you know what? I think for me, that probably would have swayed my vote the other direction. We still would have been leaning on Ski for the final, the final decision. So, all right. Well, so then I'll do a little recap for these last two episodes that we have going against each other.
I was under the impression you did them for the first two as well.
Well, I basically did. All right, we have Old Friends. That's the one where.
So this is now like the fifth time we've recapped.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's been a different person each time.
Gotcha.
So Old Friends, you know, it's got Sophia meets an old man on the beach named Alvin. They strike up a friendship right away. Yeah. But as the storyline goes on, we find out that Alvin has Alzheimer's. And it's a very bittersweet kind of a story. Yeah. A lot of good comedy when the two of them are together, but then also some, you know, pretty dramatic parts as well. One of the better dramatic, maybe the best dramatic episode, or at least portion of an episode, but the drama was well balanced because the B story. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and it wasn't melodramatic.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things like it never came across as like a very special episode.
Or preachy. Yeah. Right? Like exactly. it didn't like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. There's no Earl Bowen to be found.
Yeah, I don't need anybody teaching me a fucking lesson.
Exactly.
He's like, no one's going to tell me how I have to treat the trans community.
Exactly. We don't need no education.
Yeah. And then, well, I was going to say, the B story, I think, balances out the drama of the A story with, although I think we discussed last week that maybe they could both be A stories. But Sophia, or excuse me, they're having a garage sale or just giving stuff for away. I can't remember what they're...
I think it was donating
or selling. I don't remember. I think they were selling stuff.
Yeah. I think the Sunshine Cadet was helping them. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think you're right. And so Blanche gives away a bear that she thought was just something that Rose was donating or getting ready to sell. Gives it to this Sunshine Cadet played by Jenny Lewis. And then once she realizes that she shouldn't have Jenny Lewis, then holds it for ransom.
Yeah.
And there's a great scene at the end where Rose eventually tells her, sorry, kid, and shoves her out the door as she takes her...
Best child acting in the whole series, too, we all agreed.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I will say that, you know, I mean, if Rose has had that bear on her bed for the last 60 years, it's seen some stuff.
Two dead men, at least.
Exactly.
And it was like...
8 hours of Charlie every night.
And the bear is haunted.
Exactly. The bear's got the 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah. Like, I just wanted some rest, and they just wouldn't stop.
Exactly. Just when I thought I was out with the Sunshine Cadets, Rose pulls me back in.
I was like, man, I really thought that Arnie guy was coming back with them.
Exactly. Jenny Lewis is like, I'm going to squirt some red dye on you. And that bear's like, I've been squirted with worse.
Oh, no.
It'd be a nice change of pace, honestly.
Exactly. Yeah, I started out with a light brown.
Exactly. At least this way I'll know which spots to clean.
It's like when Mo was getting attacked by crows and they're pecking his eyes. He's like, no, not the eyes. And they start pecking his cross. And he's like, no, please go back to the eyes. And they do. And he's like, yeah, it's kind of pleasant now in comparison to the crotch. So really solid B story and a really good A story in that one. And then, of course, the other one we have is the Henny Penny Straight No Chaser. The primary story in that is that they had a school play planned to encourage kids to read. Yeah. But all the people who were going to be acting in it, there was a measles outbreak in Florida. And so then Dorothy, Blanche, Rose, Sophia, and the director of the play end up playing the roles in Henny Penny. It's an excellent production. It's really... I think as far as individual scenes go, if we were just going to vote on the individual scene of any show in the entire series, that one will win for me. Their production there. And then, it was very solid. And then of course the other part of that story was Blanche getting upset that someone reported her as dead. But not that they reported her as dead, but that they reported the wrong age when they reported that. So, two really, really solid episodes. Again, a tough choice. This one wasn't as hard for me, I'll be honest. I'll be a little more disappointed if my pick doesn't go through to the finals. I'll just throw mine out there first so there's no thought of impropriety. I went with Henny Penny. Like I said, I can see the argument for the Old Friends is probably a more well-rounded episode, but Henny Penny just brings it home so hardcore with that production of the play that it wins it for me.
So I'm going with Old Friends, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I think everything you've said about, you know, Henny Penny is fine, and I would agree with it. And I think the only thing, Henny Penny would definitely win it for me between the two if instead of that rando playing the fox, they'd have got Stan.
Yeah, you know,
that would have been a cool extra. I don't know if it would have made as much sense, though, because he was supposed to be connected to the school, right?
How are Rose and Blanche connected to the school, really?
Fair enough, enough.
Sophia, it's one of those things that, for all the twists and turns they did to get the others in there, they could have added one more line of dialogue and roped Stan in as well.
Yeah.
And I think
you could have walked in, hey, it's me, Stan.
Exactly. And just the fact that, you know, there's a perfect role there for Herb Edelman, and they didn't give it to him. Just, it keeps it from getting the top spot for me, so that's why I have to go with old friends.
All right.
I worry that putting Stan in there would have killed it for Alan, though, because he has such an aversion to
him. I see what Brent's saying, though. I don't disagree with...
He's a chorus cast member, pretty much.
I mean, that to me would have strengthened the episode, but it wouldn't... the lack of it doesn't push it below... doesn't push it down for
me. Maybe even it doesn't have to be Herb Edelman. It just has to be somebody other than the rando that they cast in that part. Mm. Like if they'd have saved Bob Hope for that one, or, Tim Conway, or...
Like a really cool, guest appearance. Some
Stephen Root, any type of name actor.
Mel Bushman coming back for
it. Exactly.
I mean, they do mention him in the episode, so...
Exactly. But the other reason I guess I'm going with old friends is in hopes that, old friends, if it wins or whatever, they'll release the director's cut of the episode. And that'll feature their head on a plate technology that they used.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have the same things, except it's just heads in the ocean and we get a CMP.
All right. Well, I don't have an issue with your choice, but I know which way I'm hoping Ski goes on this one. But either way it goes, it's all right. So
I did not expect to be the tiebreaker on this one, to be quite honest.
Yeah, on both.
You going with old friends?
I am not.
Oh.
Oh wow! So Ski tie broke in each of our directions in this episode.
Penny, and honestly, the two that were first and second seed were my favorite episodes of the series, I think.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So I mean. As much as I loved Old Friends, and I think it totally deserves to be in the final four,
mm-hmm.
I think when I compare the two, I go with the joy that Henny Penny had over the kind of sad ending from Old Friends.
All right, well, we got our finals then set now, so it's going to be...
versus Old Friends.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to make an executive decision, throw it all out, and you guys need to pick between these two. But
can we do that? Can we just throw it out for a vote and just skip the last episode?
No. I've got some...
A stark betrayal to anyone who's listening still.
I have some fun things planned for our last episode. Okay. And this one is going to end up coming in as a pretty brief episode, one of our shortest overall. But next episode will be... A nice long episode, I think, because we'll have some extra stuff to pad out that before we get to the very end. And I think what we should do is at the very end be like, and so, we've secret ballot, taken the vote, and the final, victor is, and then just thank you for being.
Exactly.
I remember one time when Sherry and I, we were watching, we used to be into American Idol when it was first on, we probably watched the first 10, 11 seasons of it before we kind of
lost interest. What about two
now? I don't know if they're still making it, or I think they stopped for a while and came back. Maybe they never stopped. If they are still going, it's probably up to season 25 or something at this point. But we had it on the DVR, and it literally said, and the winner of... whatever year's, this year's American Idol is, and then recording ended.
That's so horrible.
Did you guys go online to find the answer?
We just waited until we were like, well, we'll just listen for
it. I guess it's unknowable.
The single we released. but yeah, and I don't remember which year it was, but it was just so perfectly timed. This is so stupid, but it just reminds me of a perfectly timed thing. I was driving the other day, and I was like, I think it's about time for an oil change. And I looked down at my mileage, and it was 13,200 or 132,269 or something like that. And then I looked up at my sticker from Jiffy Lube, and it was the exact mileage it said for the change.
That is crazy.
I really know my car well.
Exactly. Of all the spidey senses one could have.
Yeah. This will serve me well.
Exactly. I like to think you patted yourself on the back and then drove another 1,000 miles.
Well, no, actually, I immediately stopped and called a tow truck. I was like, tow me to the nearest Jiffy Lube, stat.
I'm a mile and a half over.
Well, I just pushed it.
How will I sleep at night?
That recommendation is not to be ignored.
Yeah. Those people at Jiffy Lube are professional oil changers. They know what they're doing.
Exactly.
That guy didn't get his degree from Oil Change U for nothing.
I will say, for his purpose.
Like my grandfather always said, never try to save money on mattresses or lube jobs.
He was a wise man, Brent.
Sometimes together, right? I was going to say, as far as like perfect things, that is almost, I would say it's on par with the time you kicked the cup and landed on the girder.
Yeah, that's my best sports memory. We might have told that story on the podcast before, but Ski and I used to work together at the RCA Dome, which was the Colt Stadium prior to where they play at now. And we were... What's that?
Where do they play now?
Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. It was imploded.
But we were walking through the corridor. I think we were picking up tables and chairs or something. We were
after
in the setup
like an
group.
Event.
Yeah. And so we were collecting stuff from one of the corridors. It was completely empty. And it was after a Colts game, and they hadn't cleaned it all up yet. Mm-hmm. So there was just shit laying around mm-hmm. still. And there was like a 21-ounce Coke cup sitting there on the
still
ground.
Still full, right?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't completely full. Yeah. It was probably like a third or a half full.
Okay. We'll say half, yeah.
Yeah, and I kicked the cup, and it flew into the air probably 20 feet, maybe? Like
I would say, yeah. It like tumbled several times to get there.
And then landed directly on its base on a girder above
upright.
Yeah. I'd have to think if someone ever found it, they're like, how the fuck did this get up here? Because there's just a cup sitting perfectly.
I bet that was there until they demolished the place.
Yeah, probably was. I mean, what else?
So obviously your expectation was not that it would land.
No.
Right, yeah.
So is your expectation just that, oh, this is going to spray soda everywhere, and then some poor fool is going to have to mop it up?
I was 19 years old and probably a dick. So I was probably only 18 years old. When I was 19, because it was the summer that Ski came and worked there, which was after high school, I'd been there for maybe a year at the point, or at that point. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that was...
Yeah, we were probably just a-holes.
Yeah, well, I remember, too, like, I feel like that during that...
It was very messy anyway. It probably wouldn't have made much of a difference.
Well, yeah, but...
The ground was covered in Coke and beer and everything anyway.
Well, I just remember...
still worse, but...
In the restroom, I remember Ski pissing on a mirror.
I forgot about that. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I guess he just really wanted to see how it worked.
What worked?
Well, I just figured how his penis worked, but...
What an a-hole.
I know how that... We both had our stories of...
Mine's worse.
I don't know. I mean,
yours is like legendary. I mean, you may have had bad intentions, but the Lord corrected it and made it a wonderful thing. Mine, that's just like, oh, yeah, that's sad.
He'd been a giver and a receiver for golden showers, but never both.
I don't know. I think he probably laid on his back sometime and <been both. laughs>
I have not.
Trivoli fountain.
So, Ski, you've had a little bit more of an adventurous life than I. have you ever participated in water sports?
No. Oh, God. No. No interest, FYI.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree. Like, if there's like a scale from like 1 to 10, and like 1 is the Pope... You know, as he's supposed to be, and 10 is like Blanche Devereaux.
Okay,
you know, I would say that you and I are safely in the maybe 2-3 range.
Yeah, probably so.
You know, and Ski, you think he's a 7, 8, 10?
Here's what I'll say: is that if Ski would have stayed single a little bit longer, 9, 10, somewhere in there. But honestly, I don't even know if getting married slowed him down.
I was going to say, so Nicole is the throttle?
She might be, actually. I think that if Ski could, I honestly think he could bring almost any suggestion to the table and Nicole would be like, all right, even if just for the story, like if he was like, you know, I want us to 2 girls, 1 cup it together. I think Nicole would be like, well, it'd be something I could tell if, you know, around the dinner table with my mom there. I mean, you have to admit, like, if there's anybody who would tell their mother a story about the time they shared a cup of shit with their husband, it'd be Nicole.
Exactly.
You know, maybe. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad we don't have that story to share.
Yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So have you guys both seen that video, by the way?
No, I've never seen it.
I have seen
it. Still look it up.
I just know the title.
Yeah.
I love the title from George Clooney, actually.
From George Clooney, you say? Yeah. When did you learn that title from? You two were just bombing around.
It was in an art interview or whatever. Okay. In fact, until you said the word poop a moment ago, I didn't even know that was involved.
It is not a good video. I am sorry that I have seen it. It was not something I sought out, but to Alan's story.
Watch regular speed or double speed like you do Golden Girls?
Hey, I watch half every speed. Golden Girl. I watch every Golden Girls full speed first. I do my rewatches in double. No, I actually almost never do double speed. I usually do time and a half.
Mm-hmm. Not quite double speed. Sort of split the difference.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad that here we are on our second to last episode, and we still are going strong with the butt stuff. It's been a staple of our podcast for over 200 episodes, and you know, I'm glad we're finishing strong with that.
Hashtag anus.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, did either of you two have anything else to add before we sign off this second to last episode of this iteration of Sophia's Choice?
Yeah, I guess I'm good. I'll save my tearful goodbye for next week.
All right. Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, save. I'm sorry. No, you need to say, like, so who officially is going forward?
Oh, so the final two. It's going to be One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, part one.
Okay.
Versus Henny Penny Straight No Chaser.
Okay. Can I borrow your pin?
Yeah.
I want to make sure I watch the correct ones.
That'll be awkward if we come back and you choose an episode that was not one of the two.
You said, so I really loved that, you know, adult education made it to the finals.
Yeah.
Going all in on Miss George Devereaux.
Yeah, so contact your bookies and find out which one. And, you know, it's interesting. This episode falls on April Fool's Day. Our final episode is going to hit. I was telling my daughter, I was like, so you guys get April the 8th off of school. And you think it's because of the eclipse, but no, it's because of an even more momentous occasion. It's because, yes, that may be once in a lifetime, but this is once in 10 lifetimes.
Just like well, at least mine's predicted. Yeah. April 8th is when it all ends.
Yeah, boy, there's part of me, if I was in the afterlife and I was like, really? Really? At 9:59 a.m., that's when the world ended. Our podcast was 1 minute from dropping, and that's when it all ended.
I like to think it was an hour after it dropped. Like, so you're telling me that tens of people died listening to us?
That would be...
My feeling is like, I guess they were already in heaven.
And I'd have taken seamless that transition. The opposite direction.
I know. I'm self-affirming, you're self-deprecating, Ski is self-defecating, and that's our roles in this podcast.
Stay golden.
Yeah. All right, well then, until next week, stay golden, Coco.
Hey, thanks so much for downloading today. If you enjoyed that opening, you should definitely check out Ashley Jade on YouTube. She has a bunch of awesome compositions on there. If you want to get in touch, you can email us at sophiaschoicepodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Twitter at Sophia's Choice PC. We plan to have a new episode out every Monday. If you have a moment, give us a rating on iTunes or wherever else fine podcasts are downloaded. And of course, stay golden.